Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You know who that is? Yeah. That is none other than Steve Mason.
Let's do it. Rams football tonight. That's right.
They win tonight. They win the division running away.
Yes, they do. Give me three and one after tonight.
2-0 on the road in the division, too, with only one more.
And tonight is that. To who cares how you win?
For sure.
Literally.
I heard
you guys
say, yeah, I'll take 11 to 10.
I don't care what it is.
Give me 11 to 10.
Give me 11 to 10. I'll buy it right now. Okay, so here's what happened to me on Friday. I'm driving home. I get a flat. Okay.
Yep.
So I have to go straight to the tire store when I get home to replace.
He had a flat for like 3 months, but he had a full game plan.
We'll get to the long-term flat story in a second.
Okay.
So on Friday, I had one of our golf pullovers on.
Nice.
That it says ESPN 710 on the sleeve.
Got it.
Forget that I have it on. And so I'm standing there waiting for my car to get finished, and guy in the other side of the tire shop looks at me and says, "You listen to 710 a lot?"
And I just randomly asked, because you saw the shirt.
Sure. Yeah, I saw the shirt.
You can see my sleeve.
He doesn't know who you are at this point.
So I look at him and I said,
"I have listened.
I do listen quite a bit, as a matter of fact." He goes, "Oh man, I love 710." And I'm thinking, "Okay, here it comes.
Nice. Comes your setup."
And I said, "Oh well, that's great." He goes, "I love Mason in Ireland."
Oh, yeah.
Like, I love Mason. I said, "Yeah, I like it's a good show. I like those guys too. I'm fan."
Did he mention anybody else?
So he goes, "I don't like the morning show." And I'm thinking,
so that's Keyshawn.
That's what I was hoping.
Yeah, I'm thinking, technically morning time.
Is that Key show you mean? He goes, "Yeah, I don't like that show." And I'm like, "All right." And then then the guy,
yeah,
the thing, "Travis Rogers, your car is ready." And the guy,
the guy
like triple takes at me. And he goes, "You're the guy who does updates on Key Show."
Oh,
that's how far back he took
you? That's how far back it was. Never put together that we do this every
Correct,
day.
Yeah.
Chris, how are you? Good to meet you at the America's Tire in Mission Viejo on Friday.
So he went back a year and a half to him doing updates.
Longer than a year and a half, right?
Oh, yeah. Probably closer to 2 years.
Loves your guys' show. Yeah. Does not know that we spend about 20 minutes doing a show together.
Similar, more famous, like, didn't recognize somebody that I just had Emily pull up. So if you're a news reporter or even a sports writer, if you're any reporter at all, you get assigned to do man on the streets. Like, they'll say, "Hey, Mace, go down and get everybody's opinion on who's going to win tonight, Rams or Niners."
Right.
So you'll go into LA Live. You go, "Hey, can I ask you about the game tonight?" And they say, blah, blah, blah. So some news reporter in Salt Lake City was sent down to do a story about how the Jazz had won a bunch of games in a row. They had the best record in the league. It was surprising. And she was just pulling people off the street. So she sees this guy walking around in a Jazz hat. He goes, "Hey, do you mind if I ask you?" She doesn't realize, and she put it on the air. At no point did she realize she was talking to Jordan Clarkson. Here's exactly how it sounded. Spell your first and last name.
Jordan Clarkson. JORDANCLARKSON.
Did you go to any Jazz games?
Yeah, a lot.
Did you go to any Jazz games?
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, I'm there a lot.
He never told her. She went back, put it in her story, put it on the air, and like the sports guys walked up to her and go, "You know that guy's the point guard for the Jazz." And the girl goes, "You're kidding me." No, like never.
Do you guys ever see the one? I can't remember. Was it Last Dance or was it a documentary for the Dream Team? I can't remember which one it was. And they're showing John Stockton. And Stockton's going around. This is in Barcelona.
It was the Last Dance.
Yeah, okay. And everybody thought he was just a guy.
Yeah. And he's like, "So you guys excited to see a USA team?" He's like, "Yeah." And he's wearing a Dream Team shirt. He's on the shirt.
Yeah.
Nobody had any idea who he was. So, but Stockton, I get. Stockton, that one makes more sense.
So tonight there's a Laker game, a Dodger game, and a Rams game.
Yes.
All tonight. So, on other nights, Mace, you know, I've talked about this a lot, there's like something big going on at Microsoft.
Yeah, right.
So, there's like all the streets get blocked. It's very hard to get in. So, when he was playing for the Lakers, and I later became buddies with him because he's one of our assistant coaches, Mike Penberthy, who looks like a normal guy,
sure,
is driving up to the drives up to the thing, and he goes, hey, I play for the Lakers. I need to get in. The guy goes, yeah, pull this leg. And he goes, no, seriously, I play for the Lakers. He goes, you got some ID? He goes, yeah. Pulls it out. Mike Penberthy, never heard of you. You're not coming in. He goes, seriously, call somebody. I play for the Lakers. He goes, you can play that song as long as you want. You're not getting in.
Wow.
And Penberthy finally had called the equipment manager and said, hey, can you come to the ramp? This guy won't let me in. And the equipment manager's pissed. He's walking there. He goes, let him in. He plays point guard. What are you doing? So I think we all assume that because we live in this tube that most people.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
And by the way, nobody knows the difference between any of us. I'll tell you, at least 10 times a year, I'll be walking up the thing and somebody will go, hey, Mike Trudell. Because I used to be the side guy. The best one ever.
Well,
best one ever. I'm walking up. I swear to God, this happened about 5-6 years ago. Walking up to the broadcast position where Slee and I do the pre and I do the games, and the guy goes, stands up, points at me, he goes, Jim Hill. I go, keep the faith, and I kept walking. I told Jim that he laughed for a week.
Jim Hill is that's the best one.
Much older and black, but thank you. Thank you for watching.
Yep. So Saturday night after the USC game, I went out there on Saturday for the game, and I always take the Metro there and take an Uber home.
Okay.
So I get in the Uber. First of all, you put comfort in for the Uber, and I got lucky because I got a Tesla, and I think it's really cool to ride around in a Tesla. So I said to the guy, could you put on the USC postgame show?
Okay.
And he goes, yeah, that's, and he puts it on, and it's ESPN LA.
Okay.
He puts us on. And he says, oh, that's not the post game. Put it on 790. So, and I said, do you listen to ESPN LA? And he said, yeah, I listen all day. I love the morning show. I love Travis. I love he knew everybody. And you know what I did? Totally low-keyed it.
Of course.
And did not say who I was or what I, because I just wanted.
Did
I,
he say wait, he liked the show?
Is your name on the record, or does your name say Steve Mashonsky?
Steve Mashonsky.
Oh, okay.
So I was a little stoned. I was coming down from the game. I'm like, no, I'm going to low key this. And just, that's nice to hear, but I'm not going to. Okay. Really.
So he did say he liked your show, though. By name.
And I was like, yeah, I like that.
At that point, you got to say, oh, thank you. So, and then he's like, no, for
didn't,
what?
Didn't I totally low key?
This begs a couple of questions.
Yes.
Number one. You said you're kind of stoned.
Yeah.
You got stoned at the game?
On my way out of the game.
Mm. You got to prepare.
How do you execute that? You're just like, you have a vape pen or something?
Well, no,
or do you
no, have a gummy? Yeah, gummy.
All right, so you just took it on your way out of the college.
Halfway
through the fourth quarter, maybe?
I thought you might have been taking it in the first quarter when Arizona State was running up and down the field scoring.
I heard you talk about this. A little concerned about that
defense. If Arizona State can move the ball like that, you got
big problems. Yeah, I mean, that first half, 21-17 at the half, that was not.
There were six possessions, five touchdowns, and a field goal.
Yeah, they said, you maybe couldn't hear it, but during the broadcast, they said a few times, they said USC's offense might be the best offense in the country, but just so you know, folks, there has never in the history of the playoff been a team that's made it with this bad of a run defense.
Yeah.
And if the right coach figures out how to run the ball, USC's going to have to score 60 points.
Yeah, the one thing about that defense, I think the Trojans had their first turnover of the year.
The interception in the end zone.
They were dominating takeaways. Yeah.
But I think takeaways, I think they've got like 12 or 13 takeaways.
No, it's 14. Well, I don't know how many. Before the game, it was 14-0. Now I think it's like 16-1. Well, didn't they have a couple of
points that teams are chasing. They're throwing the ball all over the place.
And Caleb Williams is in terms
he might be the best college quarterback I've ever seen.
In terms of escapability,
yeah.
I mean, he was finding a way to make plays even after he was swamped in the backfield.
Okay, I got one for you guys. Slee did not have my back on this. Taylor did. I'm curious how you guys come out on this. So back to my tire for a second. So I've had a leak in this tire for at least 8 weeks.
Oh, okay.
And it's I took it to the tire place 8 weeks ago and said, hey, this is slow. They're like, yeah, there's a nail in it, but it's in a place that we can't patch. So, we can replace it if you want, but if it holds air, it'll hold air. So for the last 6-8 weeks or so,
I've just been putting air in it.
I'd fill it up with air every couple of days.
That would bug me.
And it was tires are not cheap. And so I did 2 months of every other day fill my tire with air. And Slee's looking at me like I'm crazy. Is that the, that seems like a lot. Did it, economical thing to do.
I did it for a year.
There you go.
The same thing on leases. And I told Jack, my son, I said, hey, look, once a week, you're going to have to put air in this tire. And he did it for a year. And finally, the tire worn down. And I flipped. No, but I
but I get it from this perspective. Like, there's a little wrench on my dashboard that says time for service. And
yes.
It's been there for a while. Like, we're now considerably past time for service.
Well,
I just haven't gotten around to it.
I've had the flat tire icon on my dashboard for 2+ months. And
that worries me that the tire is just going to go out. Like, it's going to pop.
It would hold air for a couple of days. Slee, I saved myself
$300.
When
he finally went out, he had three different times that he had to actually
fill
it.
So the other question that lends myself to this is, so everybody at the station pretty much double dips, has two jobs, except Mace.
Right.
But you are the biggest Rams fan here.
Yes.
So, like, Slee and I are going to go work.
Right.
Trav's got to go work.
Yes.
You are heavily invested in this game.
Yes.
Will you get stoned during this game?
No, I will not.
I didn't think you would.
I will not. Why? I need to be completely locked in.
What if it starts poorly?
If we get to halftime and it's ugly, then probably I'll gummy up. But no, I like to be locked in and focused for a football game.
Sometimes, doesn't it make you focus more?
Can make you focus more.
I would feel like
that's actually true. You know what the interesting thing about
that's why Kevin Durant says he's like a functioning stoner.
Right. You can only focus on one thing when you're stoned. Like, normally my mind is multitasking all the time, but you're right. Maybe
it works
gumming up
advantage.
Before a game, you really get into the game.
It's like a
you're
movie.
At the game.
Listen, Mace, like a movie.
Yeah.
Right? You go, I don't know if I'm assuming you do.
Yeah.
Gummy or smoke or whatever before a movie. I'm locked in.
Oh, yeah,
I think
that's
you're going to be locked in for a game.
It has the exact opposite effect on me.
Real
not just sleep. It makes me very, very sleepy.
Yeah.
And it makes me think about 10 billion different things.
You should do
really?
Too.
Because my normal brain is actually kind of on task. Like, I don't have a million thoughts racing through my head like right now, but when I do that, it's like
you should have one before the show starts with Kirk.
Yeah, you and Kirk.
I don't think I'll do that. I think that
do it for postgame. Are you not going to Hollywood Park tonight? Are you?
No, we're going to do it from here.
Yeah,
I'm going to be in this room.
You may need gummied after.
Are you? Now you don't have time to go home, right?
No,
are you going to the movies? You're just hanging out.
Well, I got to get ready to do the show, and then I got about another hour after that, so I'll go get something to eat and chill out.
I'll give you my LA Athletic Club card. I don't think they'll check it. There's no photo ID if you want to go work out.
Might not be. Well, no, I don't want to work out. I mean,
shower, executive workout.
Yeah. Just a sauna.
That's all you got to do.
Oh, steam, sauna, shower.
They've got a good jacuzzi tub
there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These
turn around, come back.
This isn't a bad
way
to do
it. You'll be refreshed.
No, but I came through the door here at 7:00 this morning. I won't walk out of here till 10:30 at night. So
yeah, that's a long day.
Other than you sitting in this chair for a few hours, that's it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna post up, and this is gonna be the spot.
Yeah, I'm nervous about tonight.
Tell me if this is why.
Okay.
Niners need it more than the Rams.
Yeah, they do.
Definitely.
And I am a big believer in sometimes there's just somebody that beats you every time.
Styles make fights.
Yep. And this is the style that the Rams don't do particularly well.
Yes.
Very physical, plotting, deliberate. This is
not if the game was here. I think I would favor the Rams. With it there, I favor the Niners.
But the game...
Although the game's at 2 points, right?
Mm-hmm. It's two.
Well, I think the game should be pick them no matter where it is.
Six of the last seven, the Niners have won. The one that the Rams won in the NFC Championship game. Great win, for sure. Absolutely.
The only one I really cared about.
Yep. It,
yes.
And by the way, if
they
don't...
a huge break in that game.
You want to talk about a huge break? The fact that they lost to the Niners at the end of the post set the Niners up to go beat Green Bay... to set up the game against...
But it took an unbelievable turn of events because Dallas had to basically forget how to play football for 5 minutes. San Francisco
goes
to Green Bay.
The one team I'd say can go to Green Bay and win.
And by the way, Green Bay didn't do... They opened the game with a touchdown, then literally do
nothing.
Didn't
score the rest of the time.
They get a blocked punt. Was it a punt that they blocked towards the end of the game? And Jimmy G made one... I'll never forget it. Troy Aikman says during the telecast, you know, Jimmy G's going to have to do something at some point. Next play, hits a guy in the end zone.
Bam.
Game over.
Yep.
That's
Rams
it.
Avoid going to Green Bay.
And then they come back, and Jaquasti Tart has an interception right here, right in his hands.
Hey,
he drops it, and they end up winning.
Yeah.
We were talking about that last week, that if you go back over most championship runs, you will find a moment like that where luck broke your way.
Yep.
UCLA 95, last time UCLA won the national championship in basketball, that was the year Ty said, and he went end-to-end with literally zero margin for error. They brought the ball into him. He dribbled as fast as he could at the basket and threw it off the backboard, and it went in. If you look at some of the Laker championship runs, I had, you know, obviously I'd seen every Laker game in 2010. Kobe just didn't pass the ball to Ron Artest. You know, not with the game on the line.
Yeah.
And with the game on the line in Game 7, up 3 with a minute to go, he throws it to Meta World Peace, who shoots a 3 and it goes in.
Yep.
I mean,
how about this one? The entire Patriot dynasty was launched on the tuck rule.
Yep.
The entire thing turned on a, you know, this
esoteric
ruling.
The correct ruling.
The correct ruling, a ruling that almost never
rule
was enforced.
Rule has been changed now.
It's been, if that gets called the way it's supposed to, who knows? They probably go back. They talk about it in the
They did
Tom
a whole
Brady
30
doc.
For 30.
Right. They probably go back to Drew Bledsoe the next season.
Yeah.
And who knows? Tom Brady, maybe he goes somewhere else. Maybe he doesn't. But that whole thing turned on that play.
Last question for you, Travis. Whose house?
Rams house.
That's what I'm talking
Mason
about.
Mason and Ireland coming up next, and then the Buffalo Wild Wings countdown to kickoff right after that.
Do you get Wild Wings? Bring them in early.
It's a good idea. That's a good idea. That's next. We'll see that.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah! 14-3, Bergman! Ah!
What is that? Taylor, did you growl?
You have to growl.
Yeah, I growled.
All right.
Do it again. Do it again.
Ah!
There you go.
Very exciting.
Taylor's in for Jorge today. Bergman's here, of course, and it is Rams football day. Rams versus the Niners tonight. You'll hear it here on 710 ESPN. And, of course, the Lakers start their exhibition season with a throwdown against the Sacramento Kings tonight. John, I know you've done all your homework and you're ready for the game.
Yeah, what do you want to know about the Sacramento Kings? I know more useless. Here, I'll give you a plethora of useless information.
Give me a stupid factoid about somebody.
Where do you want me to start? I've got, look at this. I've got more stuff about the Sacramento Kings and everybody that I more useless knowledge.
Darren Fox's Wikipedia page. You've got all kinds of stuff.
I've got
to get
everything
ready
we need to know. Mike Brown coaching the Kings.
That's right, Mike Brown. So, by the way, I should mention we are today, John. I make this announcement for my mom out in Palm Desert. Today's the day that we are streaming on the YouTube, so you can look at us on YouTube.
So we don't do it every day.
Not every day. Okay, just a couple of days. So
what kind of coach do you look like to? He looks like a Rams coach. He looks like he just belongs on the sidelines.
No, you're dressed appropriately for a Ram game.
This is the exact style of thing. This is like the sideline hoodie or whatever it is.
Sure.
Sideline pullover.
You're like Liam Cohen, the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, that means I'm going to be head coach next year.
If Mason is an assistant to McVay, then he's getting the big money within 2 years.
See, I don't think it works, though. I don't think you can be a Cohen. You shouldn't be a Cohen. Like, that doesn't work. We got to find somebody else for you.
Yeah, all right.
You can be a special teams coach.
Excellent.
Him on the YouTube.
So I'm trying to think. What from yesterday? It was like a football... Everything all day long.
I'll tell you what else from yesterday.
Okay.
a trade that worked for both of us
in
fantasy football.
Did Lazard score?
Got exactly how many points? Josh Jacobs went off. I think
20 points.
You're only five down tonight, and you got Cooper Kupp going tonight, right?
Cooper Kupp. I've got the Rams defense, and I've got Matt Gay going tonight.
And Bergman, all is right with the world. We began our ascent to 14-3.
It's happening.
The Raiders in complete command of that game against the hapless Denver Broncos from the word go. So
that is a terrible Bronco team, isn't it?
Yeah, they're not good.
They really are not good.
Oof. Hey!
Oh, really?
Michael Thompson is... Where is he?
Is he coming in? Or?
Did you just play the music for no reason? Oh, there he is.
Is this a delayed entry for Michael Thompson? MT, what's going on, man?
Don't ask me. I'm so freaking livid.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. Okay. He wants to vent. Okay. Michael wants to vent right out of the gate.
Michael, give us a good hot take.
I'm the only one in LA who cares about it, but John Harbaugh's got to go.
Because he went for it on fourth and one?
I said kick the field goal and at least play for overtime.
Of course.
Play for overtime. Because Buffalo was going to drive down the field, get at least in field goal range, at least make them kick a field goal and then go from there.
Yeah, I don't understand the stupid ass analytics in the NFL that makes guys go for it when they should obviously kick a field goal.
And the thing about it is not only that, this is the second game in a row now, I mean, even the third game of the season, but they've had double digit leads in the second half and couldn't hold them.
Boy,
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Because I'm a big Lamar Jackson fan.
You love Lamar Jackson.
He's doing everything they can possibly do. They get conservative. He doesn't run. He's getting sacked because he keeps listening to people like you, Steve Mason.
What do
All
you
he
mean,
can do is
listen
run,
to
run,
me.
Run.
What do I have to do with any of this? I did not go for it.
I would have gone for it.
Really? You would have done the same thing?
I believe in...
You believe in the analytics?
Don't give up the ball. Don't give up the ball unless you
kick
absolutely have to. But
wait
a minute, if he kicks the field goal, Buffalo just marched it all the way down the field.
At least make him kick a field goal.
Yeah, but they would have scored a touchdown if they needed to. They stopped on the one.
Well, you're right about that.
Yeah, no, that is true. It did turn out that way.
Oh, I'm so tired of Harbaugh.
And you're the only guy coming in railing against John Harbaugh today.
2,000 miles away from him.
I hate the Niners. I'm sorry that Jorge's not here today. Jorge's got money riding on the Niners tonight. I think they're 2-point favorites over the Rams.
So, Bergman, is he working later today?
No, he's taking the day off
today.
Oh,
so he can start drinking now?
Oh, no, he's not going to be drinking anything. He's got some tooth problems.
Yeah, he's got tooth problems.
Well, in that case, they're going to give him the good stuff.
Dentist, yeah. Exactly. John, I went to a very fancy 8-course dinner.
Oh, that's right. How many courses did you eat?
I ate all 8 courses, but I didn't finish I didn't finish every course.
Too much food for me.
The island state?
That's coming
up. That's next week is the islands. So I get food from a place called NutriFit. They drop it off at the house. It's healthy and all that stuff. And then once in a while they have a dinner, and it was a Mexican dinner on Friday night. Ooh, now what's interesting about it, it was pre-Spanish Mexican food. So it was like the Aztecs and stuff like that. It was actually really...
How is it different from like what we know as Mexican food?
There were no tacos. There was a little bit of mole. There was no tacos. There was a lot of like fancy ancient grains and stuff like that. It was delicious. It was fantastic, but it was not what I was expecting. I was expecting tacos and Mexican food.
What'd you get? Like little tapas and stuff?
Yeah, little tapas and stuff, mm-hmm. little ancient grains, little salmon with some funny sauce on it.
Very gourmet, huh?
Very, very gourmet. Ooh, and nice. I am not a gourmet at all.
How long does an 8-course meal take from like the time you sat down to the time you got up?
1 hour 40 minutes.
Oh, that's good.
1 hour 40 minutes.
Michael and I's dinners last like 3 hours.
There was a second seating, so we had to clear out to make room for the next group.
What did you have to drink with it?
I drank non-alcoholic because, you know, I don't drink anymore, Michael. Mm-hmm. I got drunk. I just gave up alcohol.
Okay.
I just gave it up.
He got drunk at a remote.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Only twice in my career has that ever happened.
Oh, what the heck?
Yeah.
More than most people.
It is more than most people. Yeah. You're right. And I thought, I'll tell you, of all the stuff over the weekend, and again, I went to the USC game Saturday, that was the red flag, I think, for USC. The way they played defense in that first half, the way Arizona State was able to move the football, I think that's going to catch up to him at some point. I don't think I'm rooting like hell for him to run the table, but I think it's going to be tough for them to run the table playing defense the way they are right now.
I do too. And UCLA, hey Bergman, I texted Bergman during the game. That's the best game DTR Dorian Thompson-Robinson has ever played.
Ever.
I mean, he was so completely in control. He looked like Jalen Hurts. Yeah. I don't know what the heck got into him. but he basically shredded Washington by himself. And this kid, Jake Bobo, this wide receiver
Jake
they have.
Jake Bobo, let's get a Bobo on the show.
Yeah, he looks like he's an NFL receiver.
Yeah, yeah.
So somebody asked me the question, would you rather have, is it Travis Dye that's a running back for USC?
Travis Dye, yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So would you rather have Caleb Williams, Jordan Addison, and Travis Dye, or would you rather have DTR, Jake Bobo, and Zach Charbonnet? It's close. I would probably lean towards, because of Caleb,
yep.
Because Caleb Williams looks so good. But Bergman, if DTR plays like that, they could beat Utah this week.
It's at home, too, which is nice. But do you see, he had two spectacular plays. One where he jumped over a dude.
Yep.
And then the next one was they were on, like, the two-yard line.
When he did the skip through the line.
Yeah, he just did a skip, like, right at the
but
goal
you
line.
You are a total DTR detractor.
He's got
with
small
good
hands.
Reason. With good reason.
Small hands
but DTR
stuff.
Has never looked like this.
No, he has not. This was the best that he has looked. He didn't start.
I texted Bruce Feldman with, like, a quarter to go in the game, and I said, have you ever seen DTR? And he said, best game he's ever played, nothing close.
Small hands.
Hey, Kenny Pickett's on now the starting
Kenny
quarterback.
Kenny Pickett!
Save that
small hands
drop.
Kenny!
Yeah, there you go.
But no, this was the best I've ever seen UCLA play, possibly maybe last year against USC or LSU, but for the most part, this was the best game DTR has ever played in.
Well, and it was a national game,
yep, on ESPN
at night,
yep,
and just
ran through them.
Great.
And he made two guys run into each other on
the
goal.
Man, how great
line.
Would it
amazing.
Be? I don't think it's going to happen. I think they're probably both going to get tripped up, but how great would it be if SC and UCLA met for the both undefeated met for the Pac-12 title?
Yeah, it'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
Be
they're
fantastic.
Both 5-0 now.
Yeah. Well, they've got Utah this week. We have Utah in 2 weeks.
Yeah, hey, I'm tell you what. You're going to think I'm making this up? Do not sleep on Washington State this week. USC's
yeah,
got
I know.
Washington State's pretty good.
I got a big football week. I got that game and the Rams game on this coming weekend.
Rams-Charlotte, right?
Rams-Dallas.
Charlotte first, then Dallas. Is this Dallas?
No, Dallas.
Okay,
is
Dallas first,
week.
Then Charlotte.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow, that is a big weekend.
Yeah, yeah. So Washington State on
Saturday.
Michael
and I leave for Vegas tomorrow. We're not coming back till Friday.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you guys get out of exhibition? Like, tonight I'll watch a Rams game. If I switch over afterwards, I think I'll catch the end of the preseason
game. Oh, sure.
Game.
Yeah, the Ram game starts at 5:20 and the Lake game starts at 7:30.
But the end of the preseason game is not necessarily the part I'm going to care about the most. I'm going to care most about the start of the preseason game to see what it looks like with the main guys out there.
Michael, I'm curious what you think about this. I used to think that the preseason doesn't matter, but what I've noticed is, like, last year the Lakers went 0-6, and when the season started, they stunk, and they never got good.
Right.
Mike Brown, who's going to coach the Kings tonight, when he was our coach, they went 0-8 in the preseason, started the season 1-3, and they fired him.
Right.
Michael, I don't think you necessarily need to win, but I don't think 0-6 is good, and I think you at least need to show that you have some things figured out, don't you? Do you care if they go 0-6?
Well,
I kind of do.
I don't.
As a player, when I was a player, you know, for business wise, it's good because, you know, the team makes money.
Yeah, right, right.
But as a player, no, you don't need the preseason. It's a waste of time as a player because, let's put it this way, Mace. Let's say the season started tonight.
Yep.
You come into the first game, Ireland, even if you haven't played a game, you're ready to play because you know the games count.
Right.
So preseason is like, I'll work myself into shape. If you win or not, no big deal. But if you know it's the first game, like in college football,
right,
you know it's the first game of the season,
yep,
none of this preseason stuff, you're ready to play from the start. You prepare yourself to start opening night, whether it's tonight or 4 weeks from now.
Yeah, I don't I think preseason, like in other sports, is not really necessary.
No.
I know. Where are you guys going this? Are you going to Vegas, San Diego? Are you doing that normal?
No, no.
They're
we're
all
going.
Here?
Not all of them, but we're going to Vegas,
yep,
Sacramento, and Golden State. That's
are we going
it.
To Sac?
Yeah. Last preseason game.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice
yeah,
up well, there.
Or maybe this, I don't know if it's the last one, but we're going this weekend. We're going to San Francisco.
San Francisco, yeah.
Yeah.
So you mentioned going to San Francisco. You mentioned Golden State.
Yeah.
Surprising number I saw today that's really, really interesting. We'll get to that coming up. Plus, did you see Miles Teller as Peyton Manning? We got a little taste of that coming up for you at 2. They did that on Saturday Night Live. Mason and Ireland show. Michael Thompson hanging out today, 710 ESPN.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And by the way, it is Million Dollar Monday. We're the only station giving you a chance to win $1 million. This is not one of those national contests with 1,000 radio stations. Listen all day today to play Million Dollar Mondays. Just for playing the game today, you win a pair of tickets to see Rams-Panthers, which is 2 weeks from now at SoFi Stadium, and your chance to win $1 million by picking the two Super Bowl teams and the final score. Good luck. That is coming up at some point today. What do you think the average price is to get into opening night in San Francisco, Lakers versus Warriors?
You got to say it the way Dr. Evil says it.
Well, what's that?
You got to say $1 million the way Dr. Evil says it.
$1 million.
Well, keep in mind, it's ring night.
Ring night, yep. Yeah.
So they're all getting their rings. Michael.
Plus, it's the Lakers.
When the schedule came out, our boss, Tim Harris, said, there's literally one person in the Laker party that's happy that we're there at ring night and you sit next to him. So Michael gets to see Clay get his ring, which will be the first time, right? You're always there when he wins it, but you're never there when he gets it.
Yeah. If you take all the good seats on the floor and all the high up seats, what's the average ticket price?
It's got to be over $500 for that game.
Well, for that game, I'd say the average $1,200.
It is, you're a little high, $897 is
just to get in the door.
The get-in price for Lakers-Warriors on opening night. Michael, you're probably not a watcher of Saturday Night Live, I'm guessing.
I used to be, but it's not as funny since Chris Farley and those guys left.
Oh, my God.
That's a long time ago.
25 years ago.
Yeah.
I actually thought that this was the season opener, and they've got a whole new cast. And I thought the idea to spoof the cast was brilliant. So what they did was, they basically had an opening skit, like a Donald Trump skit, and up pop Peyton and Eli Manning to criticize the skit. And so Miles Teller as Eli and Andrew Dismukes as or as Peyton and Andrew Dismukes as Eli.
Hey everybody, I'm Peyton Manning.
And he looks just like him.
Like him.
And I'm Eli Manning, his brother.
Yeah, I think they know we're brothers because of the same last name.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this is our Manning cast where we do live analysis of what's already playing on TV. Normally, we do it during Monday Night Football.
Yeah, but tonight's not Monday. It's Saturday.
Great insight, Eli.
Yeah, so instead of football, we decided to check out the season premiere of SNL.
All right, now it looks like we got a rookie leading a senior cast member into the room. Probably gonna run a simple right this way, ma'am.
Right this way, ma'am.
Telegraphed it.
Ooh, and he doesn't close the door behind him. Now he's trying to fix it. The new guy's fully panicking. He's just staring in the camera.
Oh, God. And you know what? That might be the only time we see him tonight.
And they did it for the whole skit, which I thought was creative.
I thought it was very funny, and it's a very good impression. Part of it is just audio. It doesn't play as well as audio and video because he really did look like Peyton.
So, Mace, tonight, do you watch you watch Joe and Troy, or do you watch Eli and Peyton?
Joe and Troy. I need a straight-up football game. I don't need a lot of stupid hijinks along the left part of the screen. I just want the football game. Give me Troy and give me Joe.
Yeah, I like that too.
Yeah. Do you ever watch the Manning Cast?
No, not really.
Yeah. What?
I heard about it. I've seen little snippets of it. No,
not really.
I watched the real thing.
Yeah. No, I prefer the actual foot game when it's a big game that I care about, like tonight. Like I hate the Niners.
Why? Just because they used to beat you so much in the past?
They just have had our number, except in the big game, except in the NFC champ. They have had our number. And Ireland always used to talk about how Jerry Sloan, when he was the head coach at Utah, would muck up the game. That was his sort of strategy, was let's muck it up.
Well, even when Jerry Sloan was a player, Michael, you remember him and Norm Van Leer used to hold on every play knowing that the refs can't call every one of them. Mm-hmm.
But that's what the Niners do. The Niners just muck up the game. And so this is a bad match.
How so?
Styles make fights.
Because they got skilled players. How do they muck it up?
They muck it up. They're very, very hyper-aggressive. They are a more aggressive team on defense than we have been able to manage the last few years. We did, obviously, in the NFC Championship game. But they got tremendous athletes, and they do. They are everywhere. They're a swarming defense that we have had trouble with in the past. So should be a good night. Should be a good night. I think we can win this game. Although Juan said to me this morning, and remember, Juan is colored by this. He exited the survivor pool over the weekend.
Wait,
he had the Indianapolis Colts. That was his run the finger down the stand.
So he's
pick.
Out.
So he's out.
Do we know anyone who stood? Did Travis win?
Travis won on Green Bay in overtime.
Because I talked him into it. Yeah, I would have felt terrible if he had lost.
There were like seven people on Green Bay, one on Philly, one on San Diego, and then one on the Colts. And he is the one guy that exited.
Okay, you just made a mistake that everybody makes. Okay. Do you know what? You know what it was?
Did I put the Colts? No.
Bergman, did you catch it?
No.
There is no team in San Diego.
Oh, no, that's real. No,
that's
real.
Oh, yeah, that's
San
right.
Diego.
That's right, technically.
But most people call them that.
Yeah, those two. There will always be the San Diego Chargers to me. Always be.
Hey, do you want the Manning cast?
Yeah, who's on it?
Who's on it today? Guest one is Jalen Hurts. So this is interesting,
boring.
By the way. Boring. Because boring. Jalen Hurts could be the first player to be on the Manning cast that wins the next week. Nobody has won yet.
No. Didn't it happen earlier
Saquon,
this season?
No, Saquon lost.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. So nobody that has appeared on the Manning cast has gone on to
they
a
need
win
to get
that
guy's
week.
Personalities on well, like Jalen Ramsey.
They've had all kinds of people. Listen.
Who they've had?
It'd be hard to get Jalen Ramsey.
He's a little busy. Talking about the future. Talking about guys who talk a lot of trash.
Well, you normally bring on guys like Pat McAfee and Charles Barkley.
Yeah,
and,
I'm talking about players because Jalen Hurts, as good as he is, he's quite boring.
Well, the next two are.
He makes Russell Wilson look like Charles Barkley.
Let's see if you think the next two are boring. Steph Curry?
Yeah.
You gonna call him boring?
Wait,
I'm not gonna say anything.
We
crazy.
Just got
to.
He's called him boring.
He's kind of like he's Derek Jeter in shorts.
Oh, listen.
Who else Derek Jeter in shorts. Yeah. Wow.
And who else they got?
John Hamm.
Who's that?
I like John Hamm.
I like John
Hamm.
Who's
John Hamm?
John Hamm, really?
Who's that?
Did you see, you never saw Mad Men?
No.
Did you see Top Gun Maverick?
No, not yet.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
not yet. I'm waiting for it to come on HBO.
Yeah, John Hamm is a great actor.
John Hamm is a great actor and a really big sports fan. When I was leaving the Super Bowl this last year after we won, John Hamm sort of spilled out of the building having obviously had a really good time.
Good for him.
Really good time at the game. John Hamm's great. Well, I'm not going to watch the Manning cast. I can't do it when it's a serious game. And a lot of people want us to do one of the mega casts. I can't do a mega cast for a Rams game. I could do
no,
it for
we did
a Raiders
it.
Game.
The reason is we did Rams-Niners last year. And remember, it was...
Effing lost.
I did. It was the exact same scenario as tonight. I think it was on a Thursday night back then. And there was a Laker game. So I did the first quarter. And the first quarter was awful.
It was.
Like, Matthew Stafford got picked twice.
Right,
I think they were up like 24-3.
So then in my head, it becomes a jinx. So then I'm never going to do another megacast for a Rams game. I'll do a Raiders game if you want.
Well, they got it.
Raiders got to win.
Yeah.
How about that?
One out of many.
Josh,
who's your team now, Arliss, since you abandoned the Raiders since they left Oakland? Who's your team now?
He didn't abandon
I didn't
the
abandon
Raiders.
The Raiders.
I thought you said you were
done. No, I abandoned them when they traded Khalil Mack because I was so mad. But then I came back like a sap.
It's a toxic relationship.
It is. Anyone that's a Raiders fan will tell you that the Raiders will screw you over at some point. It's just a matter of when. And then you just go back to them like a dog. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Back to him like a dog.
But Bergman, we're moving in the right direction. That's one.
That 14-3. 14-3. Here we go.
Is that Bergman's team?
Yeah. Me, Bergman, and Momo.
Really?
Are all in the Raiders. Oh. Although they figured it out. They just better run it. This could be very good news for you since I traded you Josh Jacobs. 130
really
yards,
good.
Two touchdowns.
Woo woo.
Just keep running it.
All right. Coming up next for you is Wheel of Questions in the. Here goes my wheel today, and it's okay. So you have the opportunity to save a friend's life by jumping off of a 40-story building onto a big blow-up pad. The pad boasts a 95% survival rate. Would you be willing to jump? So you're trying to save a friend's life by jumping 40 stories into a blow-up pad. There's only a 95% chance of success, or there's a 5% chance of failure. Do you do it?
My answer is two words.
Yes.
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah. I mean, well, wait a minute.
95%
for you,
chance.
For you, jump.
Oh, I'm definitely going to jump.
For Michael, jump.
Yeah.
Bergman, flip a coin.
Wait a minute.
I mean, you're probably right. It depends on who the friend is. Is it a good friend? Is it just some random friend?
Taylor, I'll jump for you.
Even me, wow.
If Bergman, if you let us have guests the day before, I'll jump. If no guests, no calls the day before, I'll be mad at you. And I, you know, you got to get Mason to jump.
You're not going to survive it.
I don't expect anybody.
Wait, 40 stories?
No,
wait a minute. Wait, I just saw it. I just was watching an old rerun of Lethal Weapon.
You have to accept the premise.
40 stories is pretty high.
You have to accept the premise. There's a 95% chance.
I think you could survive, Michael. Probably the max you could survive would be about 15 stories.
Yeah,
right?
15 at the most. You guys are idiots. You know, you're probably going to miss the mat. You know how high a 40 is. You know, how big is this mat? You know, I'm sure you're going to hit it, number one. And even if you hit it, you probably could break your neck. So, no, you're not going to survive it.
No, but they
Why
do.
Why not?
Why not? That's how I say
Michael,
jump.
You're not. You're breaking rule number one, which is you're not accepting the premise.
No. But because you said you got to take a chance, right?
Right. There's a 5% chance you're going to fail. Do you jump to save a friend?
It's a bigger, bigger chance than 5%, buddy.
See,
it's
you 50, know, 50-50. I've got it. Last week, Travis Rogers had that terrible interview with Sean McVay.
Right.
I hope Travis isn't listening, but it was a really... You heard it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I always say I'm in it for the stories. I'm in it for the stories.
Right.
Like, to be able to say I jumped from 40... To be able to say I skydived.
Number one.
To be able to say I bungee jumped. To be able to say I ziplined. To be able to say all that stuff, I'm like all in it. And in the case of Travis... I mentioned this AJR song. It's called 100 Bad Days Make 100 Good Stories. 100 Good Stories Make You Interesting at Parties. That story will be told and retold, and that's a good thing for
Travis.
If
you survive.
Yeah, if you survive it, it's a hell of a good story. Yeah. Hell of a good story.
Michael, it says in there, it says 5%. You don't get to choose what actually those numbers are. 5% is the number that you'll fail.
Once you guys went up to 40 stories and look down and see how high that is,
God,
you change
Michael.
Your mind.
Yep, not an acceptor.
You're so fun,
of premises.
Michael.
You gotta be realistic here.
Yeah, I would jump. What the hell?
I think we're all jumping.
If nothing else, if that's the way you go, it's a good way to go. People would remember you.
Exactly. They'd talk about you for years. Remember that guy jumped from 40 stories? Yeah.
What did they say in Butch? What your line is what they said in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. The fall will probably kill you.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know what they would say after you talk about you guys did not jump? They say, what a fool they were.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But that wouldn't be the first time for that.
No, not at all. All right. So, John, this Florida TV news reporter, this is Hurricane.
Okay.
Coverage.
I'm so glad you're going to play this.
I think.
Now, let me explain this. They're covering a hurricane in Florida.
Yes.
Now, I used to work in Beaumont, Texas, so I would go through 2-3 hurricanes sometimes a year.
Right.
You got to be creative. It's not easy. You're standing out there in a monsoon.
Yep.
This reporter.
Which, by the way, is idiotic that you stand outside.
Debris
the
flying around could knock your head
so
off.
So this reporter.
Idiots.
And I don't know who gave it to her, if she had one or if it was just somebody trying to be enterprising.
Can't get the brother reporters to go out there.
Is standing out there, Michael, and she put, I'm not kidding, she put a condom on top of the mic to keep it from getting wet. And then. So many people were saying, is she talking into a condom that she went on the air and said this?
A lot of people are asking, what is on my microphone? It is what you think it is. It's a condom. It helps protect the gear. We can't get these mics wet. There's a lot of wind. There's a lot of rain. So we got to do what we got to do. And that is put a condom on the microphone.
Yeah. I don't want to tell her how to do her job, but you got to do what you got to do. All you needed was literally a Ziploc bag and a rubber band.
Right.
And then nobody is noticing that you're speaking into a condom.
Well, that's in their wallet.
Right, but you think it was MacGyver? It was MacGyver. She said, "Well, I got a condom in my purse. I'll use that."
You know, when I was in when you were in high school, were you like you had the indentation of a condom in your wallet?
Yeah,
you
in the back, the little ring.
You could see the little ring, right. Like just in case. I'm a high school sophomore, just in case I've got that little ring.
You never know when you might get lucky or when a hurricane might break out.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, I've never seen anybody, I mean, I've been in, I was in TV news for 30 years, never seen anybody.
And by the way,
that.
Al Roker is the guy that dives into all that stuff all the time.
No, he don't go out to the hurricane.
Yes, he does. You better believe he does.
No, no, Jim Cantore is the guy
but
that
I've
goes
seen,
all the time.
Last time Al was criticized for being like too much in it. I saw a guy actually.
There's always one.
I saw a live shot. And by the way, you know, it's a terrible tragedy. And, you know, we wish everybody in Florida the best. And it's going to take a long time to get back to normal and all that. But I saw a guy doing a live report, and it was in the middle of the storm. And it started blowing really hard. And he just got down into like a fetal position, like down on his knees, thinking, this is the only way I'm going to survive this thing. Yeah. It's like, I don't know why we need to know what it's like inside the storm and why we need to risk people's lives.
Who volunteers to do that? Some guy was doing it. Oops. Some guy was doing it in a tree branch.
That's the ringer on your phone?
Yeah, you like it?
What is that
what
ringer?
What is that?
It's just some chimes.
Like just chimes.
It sounded like I went to a witch doctor. Yeah, is that some Bahamian guru with like white paint on his face? Yeah.
So Bergman claimed to me this morning that he almost got eaten by a coyote.
Really?
Yes, really?
Over the weekend.
Yes.
This is
very true.
Describe this.
What were the circumstances?
Okay, so I went to play golf with Travis, Chris, and Tommy on Saturday.
Nice. Okay.
And we were on one of the holes. I think it was the 14th hole. And
were you at Black Gold?
We were at Black Gold, yes.
Okay.
And so Travis, Tommy, and Chris were all at the green, and I was hitting my approach shot probably 50, 60 yards away. And I hit the approach shot, and behind me was a coyote.
Okay.
It just stopped.
Okay.
Staring at me.
How big?
It was good to 80 pounds. Whoa. It was a nice size coyote and
nice size
it was a nice size coyote
and
coyotes don't travel alone, so you're kind of worried that there's a pack just kind of waiting to get out there. Yeah, and so I started walking up, it started following me.
Oh really?
Yeah, you can ask. Look,
what
Travis
did you do? Stop, drop, and roll.
But
no, I went like I said this. Oh, coyote, and kept walking.
Did you have your club in your hand?
I did.
Yeah, you're all right.
Yeah, as long as you got your club in your hand, you're probably okay.
Swift kick to the face, we're good.
All right, so I have a question for you guys.
Yes.
So speaking of coyotes,
yep.
One time I'm playing, I'm on the fifth hole at Mountain Gate, and you look back on the second hole is an elevated tee shot down to a blind fairway.
Okay.
Like a lot of Black Gold, you have like elevated into a blind fairway. So where I'm standing on the fifth green, I can see the guy tee off from the elevated tee because it's on a mountain. And he hits a perfect shot right to the middle of the fairway.
Yep.
And I see this baby coyote, small one, come down the hill.
Mm.
Runs down the hill, runs into the middle of the fairway, looks around, puts the ball in his mouth, runs back up the hill. Yeah, and I'm like,
do they do that all the time?
This is the only time I've ever seen it. And so, but the question, Michael, is, all right, let's say you and I are playing for money. Mm-hmm. I went over and told the guy what happened.
Right.
If you and I are playing for money, what's the ruling on that?
That happens sometimes on the PGA Tour where a guy would hit a ball and a bird would come in and pick it up and take it. You can place the ball where it's at.
No penalty?
No penalty. That's not your fault.
Now, had I not gone over and told him.
Oh, he would have drove him crazy.
Right, and he would have had to play a lost ball, right?
Yep.
Because there's no way you would have known.
Yeah.
But I've never seen that happen in person until last year.
See, I've never seen a coyote. I know that they're there, and like if you go on Nextdoor, have you gone on Nextdoor?
I'm on it.
Where it's your neighborhood?
Where you keep
and all that stuff.
You know what I've decided about Nextdoor? I think I'm going to switch it to my junk folder because it's a new problem that pops up every 10 minutes.
It's a bunch of busybodies, is what it is.
Yeah, and it's like what siren on the corner of 1st and 8th Avenue, and I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah, they tell me when there were three coyotes in your neighborhood. I'm like. That's why Juan is crazy, and he wants to put coyote rollers on the fences to protect the dogs because the coyotes can jump a fence.
Murphy the dog has arrived.
Oh yeah, how's Murph?
Murph is fun, but man, 8 weeks old.
Yeah,
and
a handful.
Let's just say I slept in the guest room last night because I had a Laker game tonight, and I said, Lisa, I go, one of us is going to have to take the bullet. She goes, I'll do it.
So puppy,
like right out of the box, puppy.
As they say.
Yeah. Like somebody, like doing all the dumb puppy things.
Like, yeah.
But
like not housebroken.
Not at all.
In the middle
right
of all that.
Right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
So my life's going to be interesting.
That'll take a while.
Good.
You've got a very smart dog. it's a labradoodle, right? So you got poodle in it. Poodles are like one of the smartest dogs. So your dog will figure out.
Well, had you been in my house last night, you would have not said that.
But I bet you your dog will be house trained.
Hope so.
In short order.
Yeah, I told Lisa, get that Caesar Milan to come over.
I don't even know if he's a thing anymore, is he? The dog whisperer?
We got a book by him. Showed up this week.
All right, coming up next, we think we know what the starting lineup might be for the Lakers tonight in the preseason game.
I'm confident I've got it.
And then I'll tell you what. I was really surprised by what I read from Sam Amick and I always get his name wrong. Jovan Buha.
Yeah.
A fascinating story of what might have gone down and when it could have. That's coming up next for you. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.